speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
The next question that we want to address tonight, the Bible teaches that God created man and woman after His image. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. But in Genesis chapter 2, verses 20 through 25, Eve was taken from Adam. Is this the same lady? The context of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through Genesis chapter 2 and verse 25 is not necessarily stated or presented chronologically or in a chronological order. What I mean by that is, if you take Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, God said, "Let us create man after our own image, after our own likeness." Then if you go over into the context of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, God said that it's not good for man to be alone. Yet that's in another chapter after it's stated that God created man after His image, after that statement that He's going to create man after His image. So, yet at the same time, if you read from Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 and following, we have the context there where that the, in appearance, Adam and some suppose Eve is there with him in the garden. And then now God is saying that it's not good for man to be alone and He's going to create another woman. That's not true. Well, it's not given in chronological order. Therefore, Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18 needs to be taken back into consideration as one would read from Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 and following, where God created man and woman. Hence, when God created Adam, then evidently there's a time span within the course of that day that the Lord created Adam, giving Adam the responsibility to name all of the animals, and as they came to him, he discovers that he does not have a helpmeet for himself, and it's at that time that God, in that same day, then creates Eve, taking her from the side of Adam. Adam and Eve were the only two human beings created by God. In fact, the context of the Scripture, immediate context of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 20, tells us that Eve is the mother of all living. From Eve, one woman came mankind. So yes, this woman presented in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, the one created after the image of God, is the same as is presented in Genesis chapter 2 verses 20 through 25. This is Eve through whom all mankind has come forth.